Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 23rd, Thursday, day 227. Today's topic, if you make God your home, then you will... Silence. Put on your brakes and stop. For a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject-shifting devotion method. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 91 verses 9 to 16, Job chapter 8 verse 1 to chapter 11 verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 to 28, Proverbs 21 verses 28 to 29. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening today. The topic I received from Jesus is, if you make God your home, then you will. Today's message seems the fourth part of a message Jesus wants you to read. 4 days ago, August 20th, the topic is God is my home, sorrow to joy, danger to secure. 3 days ago, August 21st, who could make you homeless, always crave for more? Yesterday, August 22nd, God examines you every morning to see whether He is your shield and rampart. Today, if you make God your home, then you will. So, if you make God your home, your dwelling, according to Psalm 91 verse 9, then you will receive all those promises in Psalm 91 from verses 10 to 16. Wow! Listen to this from verse 9. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, now listen, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, or he acknowledges, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yes. Yeah. The last verse. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Jesus is your savior. And this is what salvation is like. All those promises. Are you satisfied? So are you going to make God your home? How is that look like? What kind of lifestyle you need to change in order to make God your home? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for being our home. Help us to take concrete action to make you our home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, have you received all those promises if you make God your home? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen tomorrow and not next week, not next month, not next year? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? Yeah, let's sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, because God said, I will protect him for he acknowledges my name. We acknowledge Jesus' name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you.